other neder. Now the Gemara says, Eisvei, I have a kash on Rava. Eisvei, it says like this in Allah in the Brisa. Oh, Maloi Hashileni Parosecha. Somebody goes to his friend and says, please lend me your poro, your cow. Oh, Maloi. So the person answers back, because he's saying, I can't lend it to you, because this is the only cow that I have, and I need it. So he says him strong like this. He says, you should know, Koinein poro, Sheini Kinuya Lucho, that I make it an Isser, I'll make an Isser Neder upon this poro that you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it if I have another poro. In other words, I want to show it to you, like prove it to you that this is the only poro I have. So the Ran says, Koine Molecha Porosi, the person is saying there should be an Isser Neder upon this poro. Imani Kanisi Ella Porozu, if it's not true what I'm saying, that this is the only poro I have. In other words, like he's saying, like if I have other poros, then this should become mussar to you with an issa neder. Relsi says nichsei alecha, same thing, that my property should be usar on you. Im yeshli por elizu, if it's not true what I'm saying, that this is the only poro I have. The kids, he wants to tell him that this is the only poro I have, and therefore I can't lend it to you. But instead of lashon of an issa neder, that if he does have another poro, then my poro porosi should be usar on you. Or else my nechos and my property should also be usar on you. Whereas another case is, he says, Hashileni kardumecha. He goes to his friend and says, please lend me your kardumecha, your hatchik, your hammer, please lend me your tools. Oh, my lawyer, he says back to him the same thing. This is the only hatchik that I have, so don't bother me. So he said like this, oh, my lawyer, that koinem kardumon sheyeshli sheini knuya. Just to say, like, if I have another kardum, then I'm making this one usher to you. Or else, nichsei alai, or else he says back to him, or forget to him, that I'm making usher that I can't have enjoyment from anyone from your nechosim. Im yeshli kardum elazer, if I have another kardum, then I'm making this isser neder, either you can't have enjoyment from me, or I can't have enjoyment from you. But the kid said, if he does have another kardum or another poro, his lashon was porosi olecha, that my poro should be also to you. So it says over here now, what does it say? What's the law of that? V'nimsa sheyeshloi. And later we find out that the person was lying like, and he really did have another poro. So now that he owned another cow, the yisr neder should be chal, and the lashon of the neder that he said was, porosi olecho, that my poro, my cow, should be also to you. So it says there clearly the law is that the chayiv also. Calls them on the person is alive, so the cow belongs to him. The other person is not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. That was the issa neder, that porosi olecha, my cow was also to you. But meis, what's going to be when the person dies? So then he doesn't own it anymore. Then the poro doesn't belong to him anymore. Then the other person is allowed to have enjoyment from it. Now it says clearly, oy shenos no lebimatono. Or else if it was given to him for a present, is hareze muter. So the Chur, it's a kasher on Rava. Here it says clearly, even though the Lashon of the Neder was, Porosi Alecha, that my ox should be usher on you. So we say, it only means, calls the man, you own it. But if you give it him for present, even though it's coming directly from you to him, still it's mutter, because when he goes to have enjoyment from it, it doesn't belong to you anymore. You gave it him for present. So Chur, you see, not like Rava. You see that Taker, it's mutter. So my answer is back, no, could be there's no kasha. Omar Rabbi Acha b'rei de Rabbi Iko. Shenit no loy ayidei achar. Here the b'raisa means the present was given not directly from the one that made the neder to the other person, but it was given to a third person. In other words, if Reuven made the neder, Reuven gave it to Yehuda. And then later Yehuda gave it to Shimon. So therefore this is not coming directly from Reuven to Shimon, that's why it's mutter. Even Rav agrees to this. Rav only says that the person himself that made the neder can't give it directly to him. It's called you having enjoyment from him, that's also. But indirectly, if you give it to a third person, then it's mutter. And on this, the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi Dekanami, I have a proof also like this. The Ketoni, because it says over here, Shenit Noloi, like it was given to him. The Ran says, even though it is written the same way, but it was a Kabbalah, that's the way you're supposed to read it. You're supposed to read the Brisa that says Shenit Noloi, for Loi Ketoni Shenos Noloi. It wasn't said that he gave it to him, but rather it was given to him. What do you mean it was given to him? that a third person gave it to him. So that's why it's mutter. So Ran comes out, Lamaisa, since we see the Gemara brings a dekanami to Rava, and before it was only a Shaila, Rav Chiya bar Ravin had it for Shaila, and Rava gave a Poshita Teretz, Rava was Poshit, then we take a Paskin like Rava. That's the Maskonam, that if somebody says, Kikri Alecho, my bread is also to you, even if you give it to him for present, still it's also for him to use it. And the Ran says the same thing if you sell it to him. If you sell it to him, it's the same thing, it's coming directly from you, Tim, he's not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. Now the Gemara clears a new shayla. What's going to be boy mine Rava from Rav Nachman? Rava asks a question from Rav Nachman. Yesh mila b'koinomis oiloi. Is there an issa mila when you have a neder with a lashon of a kain name or not? That what? In other words, the Ran says like this. Ho'oyser dover olov b'koinim. Somebody says like this kikur is koinim kikur ze'olai. This kikur, this piece of bread should be to me, but koinim means like a korban. And then you go and have enjoyment from the piece of bread. Mimechayev mila loy, are you over the yisa mila or not? What's the question? Mi amrina, do we say, to yosik korban, the fact you said koinim means like a korban, do you really give it the same kedusha that a korban has on it? And therefore, just like you have enjoyment from Hegdish, is Chayiv Olav Asher Mila, you're over in Yisra Mila and you have to bring a Korban Asher, Kinanim and HaKadoshim. It's the same thing over here also. Is Yesh Mila B'Kanamis, when you say Kikazeh should be like a Korban, you are like Mamish taking the Kedusha of a Korban and putting it on this bread. So if you have enjoyment from it, you're over the Yisra Mila. The other tzad is no. You're not Mamish taking the Yisra of a Korban like and putting it on your piece of bread. That strong you can't do. It's only a lashon of a nether. How does a person make a lashon of a nether? You say, kikuzeh is like a korban, like atfosa. But not that your mom is taking the kedusha of the korban and putting it on your piece of bread. What's chal on your bread is only an issa nether. So if you have enjoyment from the bread, you're over the lava by yachad of aroi. But I call upon him, hegdish, mila is not here. So that was the question. That's what Rav asked Rav Nachman. When a person says, kikuzeh bekeinim, Kikazeh b'kainim alai, is he putting mamish and issa like kedusha on it, like hegdish, that if you enjoy it, you're over the issa mila, or else not. So Amaleh, he wanted to bring a proof from our Mishnah, to Nisu, we learned in the Mishnah before, that mokom shenoitlen alei schar, tipol hanol hegdish. In a case when you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from the other person, and the other person now returns to you the Yaveda, and usually you're supposed to pay the person, that the person doesn't want to take the money, so it's treated like you're having enjoyment from him, and you're not allowed to. So the Mishnah says, what should you do with this money? Give it to Hegdish. So the Chur, the question that the Ran explains, why Badafka give it to Hegdish? If it's only a question that you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it, so a lot of times the Gemara says, throw it, Liyam HaMelech, throw it away, don't have enjoyment from it. Why do you Badafka have to give it to Hegdish? So that should be a Raya deal, like the Gemara says, Lameimra is coming to teach us, Ki Hegdish. That when you make an Issa Koinim, an Issa of a Neder, you have Kedush here like Hegdish, as if it's like Hegdish. And therefore, Ma Hegdish, Yesh by Mila, Av Koinomois, Yesh ben Mila. The same thing, Koinomois should also have Mila. So, Guru, being Poshu to Shiloh from our Mishnah, that's Mash from a Yesh Mila be Koinomois. When you make an Issa Neder, with the Lashon of a Koinim, the Kikazeh, Koinim Alai, this piece of bread should be like a korban to me, so your mamish putting Kedusha of Hegdish on the bread, and if you have enjoyment from it now, you're over in Issa Mila. Therefore the Mishnah says, in order not to be over the Issa Mila like, what should you do with the money? Give the money to Hegdish. Now the Gemara says, you should know really Kitanoi. I tell you really, it's a Machlokes Tanoim in this Svara. Do we say Yesh Mila B'Kanamas or not? At the end, we'll see, we come out, we pass contact like this Gemara's Raya here, we hold Yesh Mila B'Kanamis. But now, this Gemara, now the Gemara is saying, you should know, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. It says like this, Koinem Ki Kazu, Hegdish, if somebody says, this piece of bread should be Koinem, should be like a Korban, and he says, Hegdish means like it should be also to everybody. He doesn't only say it should be also to himself, or to one person, but it means that the Ran says, She'osra B'Koinem La'Koil. He wants to have an Issa Koinim to everybody. Kehegdish shuwasala faladim. Just like when you makdish something and you make it Hegdish, it's also to the whole world. If somebody says Koinim kikoze, stam, that my bread should be yosef to everybody. Person has a right to do that. The bread belongs to you. You could put the Easter upon everybody. So it says clearly now that Rameya holds the ochlo, and they eat it. Bein hu or bein chaveroi. Whether you eat it or whether your friend eats it, the locher is mal. Whoever eats it has enjoyment from this piece of bread. He's over in Issa Mila and he has to bring a korban Mila. Lefikach, therefore, yesh lam pidyon. Since you made this kedusha show so strong that it's chal upon everybody, Yistam said, koinim ki kazu, it's mamish like a kedusha of Hegdish, that there's chal din pidyon. If somebody gives money to Hegdish, so the kedusha goes off the bread onto the money, that's called a pidyon. See, since the kedusha is so strong that it's also upon everybody, it's called yesh lam pidyon. What about if the person just says, ki kazu olai ki Hegdish? That this my bread should be yosef to me b'koinim, but only to me, not to everybody else. V'ochlohu, and then if he eats it, mal, he's also over the yisra mila. Even though it's a koinim proti, it's only yosef to you, but I call upon him, when you say, ki kazu olai, k'korbin, k'koinim, you're giving it like an yisra kedusha, an yisra hegdish, like an yisra korbin is upon this piece of bread, nogei to you. Therefore, if you eat it, you should know you're over the Yisra Mila, you have to bring Korban Mila. Lefikach, therefore, Vachluhu Mual, but Chaveroi Loi Mual. If your friend eats the bread, your friend's not over the Yisra Mila, because the Yisra Mila was only to you, you only asked it on yourself, and not on your friend. Lefikach, therefore, Ein Lo Pidyon. Therefore, the locher is, you can't be paid to this piece of bread. In other words, really, this svar should be the opposite, but that's the locher. That since you only made the Issa Nageya to yourself and not doesn't pertain to everybody, the Issa is not so strong. So therefore, in order to be able to take off the Issa from one thing onto another thing, to make a pidyon, like you're taking off the Kedusha from the bread onto the money, that's only if the Kedusha is very strong. If the Kedusha applies to everybody, then that's a real regular Kedusha. It could be transposed from one place to another place. My shenkin here, if you only make this bread also on yourself, and to everybody else it's mutum, so the kedusha is not that strong, you can't transpose it. Therefore you can't take it off this bread and put it on the money, therefore same lehem pidyon. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita, but I call upon him, we see clearly that Rabbi Meir holds yesh mila b'chinomis. The chachamim say they'll know that bein kach or bein kach leimol, in both cases he's not over the yesh mila. Why? The Chum said clearly, Lefishain Mila Bekonomis. Because there's no Issa. So they hold that by Issa of Mila of Konomis, the Pshat is, you say, Kikazu, this piece of bread should be like a korban. You're not giving it the Kedusha of a korban. It's only a Loshan of a Neder. That's the way you make a Neder. What Issa is Chal and Issa in the Dorm is Chal. You're over the level by Yachad of Aroi, but no Kedusha is Chal. So the Kitzu is see clearly it's an Achlokes Tanoim. Now the Gemara says, Omalei Rav Acho, Brei the Rav Avia, the Rav Ashi. Rav Acho, Brei the Rav Avia, asked the Shal to Rav Ashi, what's going to be if somebody says, Kikri Alecha? Somebody says this Lashon, that my bread should be Osir on you. So the Chur, we're going now according to Rav, that Lamaiser, it's Osir on him, and Benostan Lebe Matana, like even in the case when you give it to him for a present from Matana, still it's Osir on him to use it. So Morris says, now, what's going to be the locha? The nost of a matona. You give it to him for a present. Meanwhile, who's over the Yisra Mila over here? Now, as we go now, Lechur, there's also a Rai, like the Ran says, we paskin like Reb Meir, that we hold Yesh Mila B'Konomis. Now, the question is, in such a case, who is considered like taking this chayfis out of Hegdish and using it? Meanwhile, that you said, Kikri Alecha, a person said his own bread should be Yasser on his friend. To you, it is no Yisra Mila here. To you, it's Mutter. To your friend, you gave an Issa Mila here. And then you gave it to your friend for a present. Meanwhile, Limo Naisen, do you want to say the one that's giving it away, he should be over the Issa Mila, because he's giving Hegdish to somebody else? So Gemara says, Holo Yasir Alei. It can't be us around the one that's giving it, because it's your bread, and to you the bread is Muta. You did not make the Issa upon yourself. You only said your bread is us around your friend, but you yourself, you're allowed to have enjoyment from this bread. So to you, there's no Issa Mila here. We can't say you're over the Issa Mila if you're allowed to eat this bread. So therefore, maybe Limo Mekabel, maybe the one that accepts the present, the second person, maybe he should be over the Issa Mila. because to him, there's taka nisim ilhiya. Like the first one made his bread also to the second one. And you hold now yesh milo bekenomis, it's like an issa hegdish upon this bread for the second person. So as soon as he accepts the present, it should be called like he was accepting something to be meitzias from hegdish's reshus to another reshus. She should be over the issa milo. So Gemara says no. Because yochol the yomar, the second person could say like this, he's allowed to say, hetera b'isi, but isura lay b'isi. What do I want to accept? If you give me a present, when will I accept the present? If the present is mutter to me, if I'm allowed to keep it, I'm not over an Avera, then I'll keep the present. But here, the present you're giving me is going to make me over an Yisamila, I don't want to accept it. It's like the Svar, even B'shegig, a person doesn't accept it like this. So Ran explains, even though a person is Maitzi Hegdish B'shegig, you're over an Yisamila, that's where you are taking the money out of Hegdish's Rishus. You're doing the Maisa Hoitzor. But over here, the person that accepts the present is not doing the action of taking it out of Hegdish's Rishus. The first person is giving it to him. All he's doing is just accepting it. So if this accepting it, if we say a Svara, that if he would know what's doing, he would not want to accept it. He would not want to accept an Issa to be over an Avera. It's not called he's doing an action at all. Therefore, for this alone, we can't be Mechayev him, the Issa Mila. So where it says, Omaleh, he said back to him, that Mekabel Mol, true, the person that receives the present, for him it's also, for him it's an Isamila. He'll be over the Isamila, but when? Likashayitzi. When he himself later takes it out and uses it, that's when he'll be over the Isamila. Because the klal is called Hamoitzi Moyes Hegdish Tachulin. Whoever, after they have money in their Rishus, and really it's Hegdish's money, but they made a mistake, and they took it and they used it for some purpose. And Kisava Shachulin who? Like they made a mistake and they thought it's their own private money that they were allowed to use. And they forgot that last week they took that money and they marked the shit, they made it into Hegdish. And now today he picks up that money and takes it and uses it. The locher is, who moil? He's over the Yisamila. Is after moil, the same thing here also. After the person received the present. For just receiving the present, it's not called an action, he's not chayiv. But later when he takes this kikar and he uses it, and zmoitzi it, either he eats it, or he gives it to somebody else, he's mitzi it, he uses it, that's when he's over the Issa Mila. Interesting, the Ran at the end brings down that the Yerushalmi has a Shiloh, if somebody says, neder min akikar, someone makes a neder from bread, ma'u lechamim boyas yodid, if the person, let's say the bread is still hot, are you allowed to warm up your hands from this hot bread? Lo yashita, the Yerushalmi lies by Suffolk. In other words, the shiloh is what's in Lashon in the Dorim, when a person says this kikah should be osur on yourself, do you mean poshut only that it should be osur b'achila? You're not allowed to eat it. So the enjoyment of eating it is osur. And maybe this enjoyment of warming yourself up should be mutter. Or else maybe no, like it's mamash like hegdish. When you make it osur to you, it mamash has like a kedusha of the hegdish. And just like the hegdish, you're not allowed to warm yourself up, maybe you're also not allowed to warm yourself up. So for the shalom, it lies by a suffix.